This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for December the 25th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 2 Corinthians 9:15. It says there, "Thank God for His gift that words can't describe." End of quote. As I was packing a few gifts on the Christmas evening, I was once again reminded of the greatest gift ever given to me with deep felt gratitude. The greatest gift given was not from any other human being. It was the gift of God. It is true about you as well. Listen, the most indescribable gift was God's gift that is given to you. Of course, we are reminded of that gift on this 2020 Christmas as well, don't we? Even amid the worldwide pandemic and havoc that brought to many people around the world, we remember the gift that surpasses all other gifts. I also remembered what Jesus said. He said, "You may have peace in me here on earth. You will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, because I have overcome the world." End of quote. John 16:33. Christmas reminds us of the gift of God and how Jesus overcome the world to give peace even amid trials and sorrows. The incident of the first Christmas day, the day of the incarnation of Jesus Christ, is beautifully and amazingly described in the Bible in John chapter 1 verse 1. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning." You see, the eternal Word who was with God and who is God is Jesus Christ. Then it says in verse 14, "The Word, Jesus, became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and the only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." End of quote. The Holy Spirit inspired the disciple John to write these divinely breathed words to bring light the meaning of the Christmas day. The reason for the incarnation of Jesus Christ is mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9. It says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sake He became poor, that you through His poverty might become rich." End of quote. Jesus was rich beyond our wildest imagination. He is the visible image of the invisible God. All things, visible and invisible, things in heaven and on earth, were created through Jesus and for Him. Listen, Jesus is before all things, and He holds all things together with His mighty power. You see, He holds all things in this universe together in His sovereign authority and power. Colossians 1:15-17. He is the creator, sustainer, and the protector of all. Although He was rich, He became poor. This means He was born in a manger, lived in this sin-bound world with all its limitations. In the end, He was numbered among the worst criminals of His time. He became the poorer of all that through His poverty you might become rich. This is the amazing gift of God. Listen, the eternal Word of God became poor to make you rich beyond measure. Now in Jesus, you have access to God. You have salvation, eternal life, peace, forgiveness of sins, grace, and love of God. You are reconciled to God by the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. You became a child of God in Christ Jesus. No other luxurious or even extravagant gifts of any Christmas year would match such a wonderful heavenly gift awarded to you personally. God not just loved you, dear. The Bible says God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16. May this Christmas day bring new awareness and appreciation of the love of God and His incomparable gift He gave in the person and work of Jesus Christ. The best response is a thankful heart, worshipful, praiseful one. If you have not accepted the gift of God as of yet, come to Jesus to receive salvation, forgiveness, and eternal life by praying after me right now. God invites you to come to Him and accept His amazing gift today. May this Christmas 2020 bring the real joy of knowing Jesus personally with all its divine blessings. Pray after me. Father in heaven, I understand you so loved me to send your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, on that first Christmas day. He who is the visible image of the invisible God, the creator, sustainer, and protector of all, became poor to born in a manger. His poverty was meant to make me rich with all God has in store for me. Lord, I accept the incomparable and indescribable gift of Jesus Christ. I invite Jesus to come to my life. Please forgive my sins and save me and grant me eternal life today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.